sister, who I didn't mention before, is older than him by like a year. And it's like, she... Yeah, but anyway, I don't like how you're making me have to be a pedo when I'm about as old as he was in that movie. But anyway, so the guy, rubs nose like anime protagonist. So it's like, she's like, I want to go to shul. I want to go to shul like the other people. And then it's like, okay, finally, going to shul. And then it's like, I'll go to shul 1 year later. That is an anime, but he didn't say that. The mom suggested it, and he's like, okay. But then after he drowned, he became an entirely different person. So he's like, hey, I want to do this stuff now. So he's like, okay, I'll go to shul. Welcome first graders. Welcome second graders. Welcome third graders. And then he skips through like 4 to the years of their lives or something like that. And then it's like, so, ooh, 3 day, I took a screenshot. But anyway, so it's like, and so it's like, she meets some guy there. And he's like, oh, yeah. Yeah, what's going on? Hey, why do you not talk to me? It's like, you smell like dog. Because she was a werewolf, half baby, half wolf. So it's like, oh, what? What are you talking about? And it's like, what do you smell? I smell, maybe it's just me. I don't know. And then it's like, hey, why do you keep ignoring me? This is the kid that says she smells like a dog. And it's like, why are you ignoring me? Did I do something for you? And then she's like, no, you didn't. And then he keeps following her. And he's like, get away from me. And then he pushes her up against the wall. Or I mean, no, she's back up against the wall. Nothing happened here, nothing violent. And it's like, actually, yeah, something does happen. It's very violent. But it's like, get away! And then she turns into a wolf for a second when she scratches his ear. And then he has scars. And then it's like, I turned into a wolf for a second, but for some reason he didn't see, but he actually did see. And that's only revealed near the very end of the movie. With the fact, and it's like, what the heck is that movie? But anyway, it's like, so it's like, the guy's like, hey, I'm going to your house. I don't like that you don't come to school anymore. The person stopped going to school. She tore off this guy's ear. She's like, ooh, rip ear. Mega ooh, epic. So then it's like, okay, I give you all the stuff, here's, and then he goes to the house and the mom's there, and it's like, thank you for giving her all the stuff. So then it's like, okay, so I need to start raising crops for my kids. And then it's like, oh, I don't know how to farm, let me just do all this research. And she's still in high school when she got married, and had those 2 kids. But anyway, you'd like that part of it. But anyway, it's like, so it's like, okay, old man that lives across the street, but actually lives like a few blocks away. It's like, I'll take this empty house where they can be werewolves freely instead of having to worry about people seeing them. She's like, one of her people was sick, and then she's like, okay, she's like, do I take him to the animal clinic or do I take him to the hospital? What the heck? It's like, there's a dilemma there. And then people are trying to visit and saying, well, we have to charge you for neglect if you don't take care of taking your children to get some shots. And he's like, please go away! And that's why they move, because he's like, and it's like, ooh. And so it's like, people are like, okay, so I got this new house. It's pretty abandoned. You know, electricity still works. There's still some running water. And then the mom's like, I'll take it. And he's like, oh, okay. So then it's like, yeah, I'll take it. And then in her thought mode, it's like, I need a place for my kids to be free. So it's like, they start living there. And then that's where all the school stuff happens, because they were living there for a while. Because in that apartment, that used to belong to the mom and the dad. And then the other kid, Ame, is like, hey, I'll meet you, or I'll take you to meet my teacher. And that's like, okay. And the teacher's a fox. And then later on, sad part of the movie, in my opinion. Well, no, it's like a teacher for these wolves. And he's like going up the mountains. And then it's like, the sad part of the movie is when he says, obviously the fox dies off screen, but he says, my teacher's dying. And I was like, oh no! I was really sad because that teacher was there for at least 2 minutes and he ate a peach. So, it's like, the teacher is dying. He broke his leg. And I have to go visit him. And the mom's like, no, please don't go. It's my wish. My wish to you. So he's like, okay, I won't go. And then when there's a big old flood, and then the kid and the girl were stuck in the school together, and he's like, that part, see what happened. Okay, we just stay on the joke. But anyway, But it's like, her and the kid are stuck in the shul. I bet you want to know what goes down in the shul, but I won't tell you. But actually, nothing happened. Nothing goes down. What are you thinking? But anyway, it's like, it's a flood. And it's like, I'll open the door. You see that werewolf? The werewolf that attacked your ear? That was actually me. And as the curtains are flown back, she turns into a werewolf, and then she turns into a human again. And then the guy's like, I know. I knew all this time. Don't worry. I'll keep your secret. And I was like, oh, yeah, that guy's cool. So it's like, okay, thank you. And then when the mom goes to look for the little boy because he goes up the mountain when it's flooding. And then she's like, And then she trips on a bunch of trees. And then I was like, okay, she's dead. She was like seeing her husband, the one that died like near the very beginning of the movie. And it's like, yeah, you're raising the kids well. I'm sorry I had to leave you. And it's like, ooh, finally got hit by that. But anyway, it's like, oh yeah, Ame missing. And then it's like, there's the person, which is the girl speaking for the monologue, for like the narrator. Even though it's not really a narrated movie until the very beginning and end. It's like, so you see, then from what my mom told me, he came and picked her up and set her in the sidewalk. And then it's like, no, don't go! Because he was going up. And he's like, he's so adult now. He's going up to the mountain. And then he's like, out! And she's like, take care. And then, that was it. Yeah, because it was better.
Which one was better?
The one that I just did. The one with the wolf.